WUSF News has embarked on a new storytelling mission called Telling Tampa Bay Stories. Recently, we met with some residents at Carter G. Woodson African American Museum in St. Petersburg to hear their stories of growing up in some now forgotten neighborhoods. We'll bring you some of those stories on Florida Matters this evening at 6. In this preview, you'll meet a brother and sister who grew up in the neighborhood where Tropicana Field now sits.
My name is Fred Frederick. I am a native of St. Petersburg, but I now reside in Chicago, Illinois.
I am Ruby King Shannon, a native of St. Petersburg, and I'm still residing here in St. Petersburg, some 74 and three-quarter years.
We're brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Mm-hmm. We moved from where I was born in the gas plant area over to 40 quarters.
That's where I was born.
And then we moved.
And I'd like to inject right there because someone asked me recently why it was called 40 quarters. And doing research a few years back, I found that the gentleman who owned all the houses in 40 quarters, we only paid $10 in rent a week. So $10 is 40 quarters. And that was the history of the area that we lived in and grew up at 545 11th Street South. All of that area has been, it's no longer because the dome is there now. Tropicana Field.
We weren't forced out. We just moved. My parents moved us to a larger place. We moved into another home. We've never lived in projects. We've never lived in half-number homes. When we moved on 14th Avenue, my mom and dad both were employed. And I guess we were poor and didn't know we were poor. Mm-hmm. And I say that because we had all of the necessities. We never went hungry. My father had a car. Whatever we needed, we always had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were the first ones to get a TV in the community at that time. And my mom, when she'd come home from work, the living room was full of kids because she loved a community. We were just a loving family. We knitted together, you know, and everybody looked after everybody's children during those days. That's the way it was. So when they came home from work, they had to step over to
get in the house because we were laying on the floor watching television.
To do what they had to do to fix dinner for us and what have you. I want to make you laugh. I just thought about something. Right in the area where Campbell Park School is, that was a cane field. Sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
And the man's name who owned that property name was Jim Walker. Remember him?
Mm-hmm, Mr. Walker.
And he had a big scarecrow at the beginning. Because kids would go in and steal the sugar cane. So that was the way that he would keep us out. And one day, well, one of my girlfriends said, well, let's go and get us a stalk of cane. And we didn't see Jim Walker sitting by the scarecrow. And we were trying to get in there to get us a stalk of cane free. And he shot the gun up in the air. Pop!
We thought it was a scarecrow.
Never tried that again.
See, this is something else that you don't see anymore is the stalks of cane growing. We have them growing all around the neighborhoods and stalks of cane. You know, sugar cane.
That whole area, he had stalks of sugar cane there. Yeah.
And mangoes, we would just go and pick them off the trees. You don't see too many of those anymore. So
now all those things extinct, and they're going away.
Ruby King Shannon and her brother Fred Frederick. Their story was recorded by WUSF News and University of South Florida St. Petersburg journalism students. You can hear more stories on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.